Okay, happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Q&A day, and I've got Chase here with me.
What's up, guys?
Whoop. I love when I have Chase here, somebody to help me with the questions, preferably you, Chase.
Anyone that'll come over.
I'm just kidding. It's just always super helpful. I mean, who wants to sit and talk to themselves? I'm just not very good at that.
Yeah, that's
I
not
do
your
it,
thing.
And I ramble, but I just... It's more enjoyable to have a conversation with somebody or have somebody help me with the questions. But before we get into the questions that y'all sent in and then quick little answers, I want to go over gratitude because, I mean, the whole reason we created a Four Things Gratitude Journal was so that we could work on our gratitude. And we knew that we weren't great at journaling, so we wanted to create something simple to share with y'all that also... It would be a win-win because we could give back to Haiti with it. And I know that I had kind of a rough week last week and I did not journal at all. And then I decided on Saturday morning, I was like, I'm wake up, I'm a journal. And it wasn't like total like, oh, game changer. Now that I've journaled, my life is just so great because still dealing with some stuff. Yeah, as we all are. Mm-hmm. But I did see a shift in how I was feeling and then the way my morning took place. Like it just was a great way. Like they say, even if you are going to have a quiet time, if you're going to read a lot of times, or some people are even into meditating, like doing that in the morning is like so good for you. Well, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that we try to encourage the gratitude. We're not pushing the journal on you by any means, but I'm always shocked that we still get questions like, where do I get a journal? Or do you make this journal? Or I'll post about the journal and they're like, where can I buy that? And I just never want to come across as saying stuff like too much because it's annoying. But I realize there's people that miss it. So if you know about our journal and espoir and things we make that, you know, hopefully you love that have, you know, they're a gift for yourself or a gift for somebody else that keeps giving because everything gives back to Haiti. Like, if you know that, not talking to you, I guess I just want to make sure that I say this for the people that are new and they may not know. And for me, it was, so this is airing on Tuesday, but Chase and I are recording this on Sunday. And at church today, our pastor was, it was all about gratitude and happiness and joy. And it was really about happiness and joy. And then gratitude plays a role in that. So I was just sitting there the whole time and I was like, yeah, I experienced this in my brain just yesterday, and I was just so thankful that I had the journal to write in because, again, for me, I'm not a big journaler, but you don't even need our gratitude journal. I just happen to have one, but it was so great that I had a designated book that forced me to go sit down, and then I had the Maya Angelou quote like on the page that awesome. I was on, like, oh, I like this day, or I've never seen this day before because it's a new day, and for me, all of that was very perfect, and if you don't have our journal or you can't buy it, like just get any old notebook. Or I've seen some people on Instagram like screenshotting pictures of four things and then they do an Instagram post about it.
Oh, cool.
And that's their, and then you have you slide through it and you look at their four things and it's, you know, whatever, maybe their breakfast or, and then like a friend or whatever. And it's a picture. And then if y'all do want to share your gratitude on Instagram, we'd love to see it. Hashtag Four Things Gratitude. And we were going to do a gratitude challenge in February, but we're going to hold off because we're still hyping up the love challenge, which has to do with the Four Things love pullovers. You can go to fourthings.com or radioamy.com for all of this info, but the love pullovers are supporting My Life Speaks. And when the founder was on a couple weeks ago, he just out of the blue was like, what about a love challenge? And I loved it, which it was, don't buy a pullover or a shirt for yourself. Buy it for somebody else and tell them that they are loved. Buy it for somebody who you know needs to hear it, that they are loved. And then if you want to get one for yourself, great. But really, if you just have in the budget for one, try to spread the love to somebody else. If you don't have in the budget for anybody, then just send a text or a note or tell someone that they are loved. That's the love challenge. So simple in a nutshell. So figured February is the month of love. Let's just keep that going. Something cute to have for Valentine's Day. And then in March, the whole month of March will be the official gratitude challenge, Four Things Gratitude. And again, so that also gives you time if you want to order a journal or if you're ordering a love pullover, throw a journal in when you check out and then boom, you're done. If not, find a notebook in your house that you want to use, and that way you can participate, and then we can all start sharing and hold each other accountable of really trying to do it 30 days in a row and see how we feel. And so at church this morning, you know, my pastor was talking about how some people genetically are happier than others. So when it comes to happiness, there's genetics involved, lifestyle conditions, and then voluntary control. And like things that we can do voluntarily to make ourselves happier. And some of that, a lot of that is a state of mind and how our brains can literally be wired to be happier and more joyful. We just have to do the exercises. Yeah. It's almost like if you want to build a muscle,
you
have to exercise it.
You bet.
But so what are we doing to exercise our that joy part of our brain?
Yeah.
And it's how we talk to ourselves. It's how we talk to others. It's how we think. And journaling what you're thankful for is a way to help. And then it was so funny. Mary didn't even know that church was about that. And he had stuff up on the screen. And I like got my phone out and I'm like taking pictures in the middle of church so that I can have a picture of the slide. But because some of the stuff he was putting up there, I wanted to research more when I got home. But then I get back from church and Mary sends me this like out of nowhere. Cause she follows Neurohacker on Instagram, and they had posted, according to UCLA's Mindfulness Awareness Research Center, regularly expressing gratitude literally changes the molecular structure of the brain, which is some of the stuff that my pastor had literally just been saying. So it was just crazy that, I mean, she sent that, right? And then I replied back with the pictures that I took during church, and she was like, ha, amazing. Because yeah, we're just in a time where you can't deny the research and the studies. And I have a girl, Jenny Allen, who is the founder of If Gathering. She is on my Four Things episode this Thursday. So make sure you get that. Start listening to that right away. It's kind of a quick one, but she's just a really wise person, has a lot of great advice and something we touch on. She was in a very dark place for about 18 months. And got out of it and, you know, is now sharing some of how she did that and what she was going through and to help others. Cause like, she just feels like some women are on this downward spiral of toxicity and she wants to help. And it's a great little chat. She's got a book out. It'll be out by the time we aired the interview. And it's
going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one, but it just also was affirmation. I'm like, oh my God, you can't deny all the research and things that are coming out about, or that have been out for a long time. It's just like a hot thing right now.
Yeah.
About how we know more about the brain and how it works than ever before. And it shows it. So anyways,
it's amazing what healthy habits do. And I think what you guys are doing with the Gratitude Journal and the upcoming Gratitude Challenge just speaks to that. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into the questions.
Yeah, we got some questions you need to answer.
Let's do it.
All right. This first one's from Lindsay. Amy, although I'm a huge fan of your podcast and have never missed an episode, I was wondering if you have any other recommendations for some podcasts that you happen to listen to.
Yes. So I was just going through, I mean, there could probably be so many. I mean, then there's like podcasts, like little, they're not ongoing, but they were
like miniseries
good. Yes. Like a season.
Yeah.
Of like Dirty John. That one was so good. And that's not necessarily health, beauty, faith, food, or whatever the category
but entertaining
was, you know, whatever you're looking for. I don't know. But I like, I really like Second Life. I love How I Built This. The Goop has a podcast. Oprah's Masterclass is amazing. Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, also so good. I love Armchair Expert.
So good.
And these are some where I'm really working through, like, I'll just sometimes scroll to ones that interest me, but then I realize they're all pretty good. So that I'm working my way through. So I should go in order maybe, but I'm not. And not that it really matters, but then that way you can not miss anything.
Yeah.
If you go ahead and knock some stuff out. I listened to a podcast today called Diet Starts Tomorrow, because my friend Lisa from on Instagram is The Well Necessities. She was on there sharing a lot. And I highly recommend if you have any issues with food, any disordered eating, not severe cases, but this might be something for you to listen to, this episode, the latest one that they have up, Diet Starts Tomorrow with Lisa from the Well Necessities, where weight and health are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. So like how much you weigh versus how healthy you are is not our bodies. Everybody's bodies are so different. Yeah. They're not the same thing. And she, I think it'll just be a good intro to what Lisa and I are working on. I spent some time in New York with her last week and we started mapping out the series that we want to do on, disordered eating, eating disorders, coming out on the other side, kind of that gray area of like for people that don't really know if like orthorexia also is another, I mean, that's a disordered way of eating where you probably think that you might be fine, but you're overly obsessed with eating healthy all the time and it consumes your life and it's a huge energy suck and time suck and you're like, what's happening? Well, yeah, I mean, you're going through something. Mm-hmm. And we want you to be on the other side of that to find the freedom that we have found. And I've had freedom a couple of different times. It doesn't mean it's not going to ever pop back up again, but I'm in a freedom space right now and it feels so good. And I just want that for everybody. And I feel like Lisa has a lot of really good tools to help with that. And then we're going to be sharing real everyday stories from girls. So Diet Starts Tomorrow is the episode she was just on if you want to get a taste of what Lisa's all about. And then obviously my people, I got to give a shout out to, like, if you're not listening to Velvet's Edge with Kelly Henderson or Get Real with Caroline Hobby or Bobby Cast with Bobby Bones, like I want to shout them out too.
Good
but
stuff.
Yeah, there's good. What was that? Besides Dirty John, there was also the one with the doctor that, did you listen to that one where he was like the back surgeon that should not have been practicing? Okay. I'll look it up while you're reading that next question.
Yeah.
And I'll give an answer because it's another good series.
Yeah. The only one I'd add that was a short series is Dolly Parton's America.
Oh yeah.
Super interesting.
With Dolly
Love
Parton.
Dolly Parton.
He has,
I have a tattoo.
He has a tattoo of Dolly. Did you do the Dolly Parton challenge on Instagram?
No, but I thought hers was awesome.
Of course it was.
Yours was awesome too.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep moving. This next one's from Brenna. Hey, I've been a huge fan since my junior year of high school. And recently I've been listening to your podcast and I just love your love for Haiti and your children. And it's inspired me so much. My church is doing a trip to Kenya in July. I'm looking for some advice from you. What are some things that I should keep in mind to prepare myself for this trip? What were some of the hardest parts for you?
Okay. Before I answer that question, Dr. Death.
Dr. Death
was the name of the back surgeon that would kill people.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
It's nuts. Yes.
It's probably gonna freak me out.
Yeah. And it was funny because they would have, you know, sometimes in podcasts, there's commercials, obviously, because how do you, you know, get everything done? Commercials are, we love the people we work with. And I'm sure Dr. Death's people do too. But sometimes I'll have a code like, you know, go to da-da-da-da.com, enter the code Amy. And when you're listening to Dr. Death, it's like, if you want to try this out, go and for 20% off, enter the code Dr. Death. Like it just all sounded so dark, but it was the name of the show. So, I mean, I get it, but definitely check that one
check
out.
Check it out.
Okay. So Brenna, it's so crazy. You're going to Kenya for the first time for your first mission trip because Kenya was my first mission trip too. So definitely feel a little bond there. I would say it's super important. And Chase, have you done mission trips?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's important to manage your expectations. Like, right? Because sometimes
Very
you can
so.
Think you, it's like, I'm going to Kenya. It's going to alter my life. Like I'm going to come back and I'm probably going to want to sell all my stuff and never wear name brand anything.
That was my first trip.
And, did you come back and do all of that?
I mean, not to that extreme, but I struggled with it a little bit for sure.
It is. Yeah. It is. I still struggle with it when I visit places, especially Haiti being, you know, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. I get how that's a struggle, but you kind of don't, when I say manage your expectations is with all that stuff, I just mean it's, I hope that it's a life-changing experience. But just don't chase that. Like let things are going to happen like organically, I think.
Yeah. And if you're open to it, things that you don't expect.
Right.
And they'll have the biggest and best impact.
And something that a lot of people did on my trip, but as you know, I'm not the biggest journaler ever, and I regret it, is they kept a journal. Like every night we get in our bunk beds and did you journal?
Yep.
Of course you
and
did.
And my iPad.
Yeah. And I miss that. And I regret it. I did get out my journal. I took one because it said on my packing list, take a journal, take everything it says on the packing list and use it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would open it up and I was like, I don't know. I needed somebody to simplify it for me. If I had to just like say, what if Four Things wasn't around back then, but gosh, where was the Four Things Kenya journal or mission trip journal to where I could just, you know, I wasn't listing four things I was grateful for, but if they simplified it for me, like just jot down four things that happened to you today. Four things that you saw. Four people that you met today. Because, I mean, I think of stories from that trip sometimes and I'm like, wait, what happened? And who's that person? And when I got back, they were so fresh, but now I don't have my journal to reflect on because it was a really cool trip. I would say in the days leading up to it, I mean, I don't know how old you are. I don't know if she said, but like, go in with rest because you're not going to get like probably the best sleep. Like it's a long travel day to Kenya and you never know what's going to happen. You know, if you have a layover in Ethiopia, you could get stuck there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Never know. We had to sit at the airport in Ethiopia for like ever. Pack early, get, like I said, with your list that they give you. I'm sure your church is pretty organized with it and they have a packing list. Go ahead and get your little booty to Target or Walmart or do whatever and just get all the stuff that you need and be packed so that way you're not up the night before. I mean, you're going to be kind of nervous the night before anyway because you're going to do something really cool. But yeah, I think that's good. Which, you know, go into it, again, not with those crazy expectations, but with an open heart and a good attitude and like how can you bond with others on your team. Like I recently saw, well, she came on my podcast, Kathy Virtue. She's literally the woman I went to Kenya with. And I just have such a bond and connection with her. Like I can go for a very long time without seeing her, but it does not matter.
Yeah.
That woman was a part of something life-changing with me. And anytime I see her now, it's like, it's perfect. I'm like, oh, and there's a couple of other people from that trip that I remember that with and her daughter. And then there's another guy, Patrick Bailey. I don't know if he's listening to this, but shout out. Like he lives in Raleigh, comes to Nashville, like from time to time, he'll email me and we'll chit chat. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. Like I literally met him in Africa.
Yeah.
However many years ago.
That's cool. I would just add real quickly, the biggest thing, just be open to learning. Because sometimes when you go on those trips, you feel like we're going to do good or help someone.
Oh, that's such a good
thing. But just, you're going to learn so much about their culture and about how the world works and about yourself. And it's just be open to learning everything you can.
And kind of that, you're going into a place, you're going to be very different. They're very different. Some people in our group, I remember seeing like, obviously you want to sanitize. And I don't know where you're going and working, but you want to stay healthy. But try not to, there were sometimes I felt like, and I was guilty of this too, but it would be like and even in Haiti, I have to think of this, like right before you meet the kids, you sanitize. And then in front of all the people you shake hands with and meet, then you sanitize.
Yeah.
And it just seems so inconsiderate. Yes, you need to sanitize, but just be discreet about it.
Yeah.
Don't be like, here I am from America, I'm better than you. But I mean, because we don't walk around with hand sanitizer in America. I mean, we do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're OCD, you're doing it all the time, which when you're visiting other places, like you're a little more OCD about it. But be respectful. Like, that's just something that's like a random thing. When you talk about learning cultures, also respecting that things are different. And, you know, the food, I thought the food in Kenya was amazing. I really liked, there was something called like skimawiki, or I'm totally butchering that. So don't like go to your house, mom, or wherever you're staying.
And ask for
like
that.
If you're a house guest somewhere and be like, do you have any skimawiki? But basically it was like a sauteed, like sort of like kale or collard green or some sort of green, like a hearty, dark, leafy green sauteed, probably in a bunch of oil and garlic and salt or something. It's probably why it tasted amazing. But, I thought that was like really good. And they would do afternoon tea time, like chai tea. And that was always really nice. People may, depending on where you go and your visit, they may invite you into your home. Really, yeah, learn about
just be open
what you're doing. Be open to it. It's going to be such a great experience. But again, I don't want to hype it up to where it's going to like change your life. I don't know. But it could open the doors to so many things. Like I would have never gone to Haiti if I hadn't gone to Kenya.
We wouldn't be sitting here as friends if I hadn't gone on a trip like that originally.
Right, because then you went to work for a hunger relief organization.
And it was the Haiti connection, and so, yeah.
So that's, I mean, you never know where it might lead to. I don't know. I think you're gonna do great. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, I don't know if you're going with a church. Like, I'm not a big fan of traveling with matching T-shirts.
Oh, me either. And I think it's dangerous.
I don't want to knock anybody if you're listening right now and like literally you're leaving for a trip tomorrow and you've got on your matching T-shirts or whatever. But for safety purposes, like why draw attention? You're already drawing attention when you get off the plane. Like I'm not going to assume it's a bunch of white people, but ish, I'm sure there might be some diversity, but in my case, we were getting off the plane from North Carolina and it was a bunch of white people. And, even in Haiti, like I see groups, like I get to the airport and I try to dress just pretty normal and not draw a lot of attention. I don't wear like my big American flag hat or anything. I'm just there, I'm just trying to get through the airport and do my thing. And I'll see groups like with their matching T-shirts and I'm like, oh no, literally the most dangerous time is from the airport to wherever you're going. If you're in a place where Americans might be targeted and if you're going to do mission work, they know you probably have money because you're there to do work and you go to the trip with money. You may not be leaving with money, but you went with money. Or you're worth some sort of money, and they're going to call home and be like, we've got your youth group.
Well, and just a real quick pro tip. I'd add to that is don't put like the mission tag on your luggage. Like you see some groups, they all have like a matching luggage tag.
Well, I guess it's to keep everybody together, which is, I assume, what the shirts are for. Yeah, but what does that do?
Oh, I just feel attention? Like depending on what airport you're going into.
Yeah,
like,
it could draw attention that you've got like food and supplies. And,
or that your luggage might not come out.
Right. No, exactly. Because it's got stuff in
be
there.
Be careful how you label it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are good tips.
Yeah. I think that's just be willing to try new things. Be flexible, be bendy, go with breezy. What is Monica say? I'm friends. I'm breezy.
Oh my
like
God.
If you're not breezy, it's kind of hard to get outside of your comfort zone and go on a trip like that. But I think
it'll be great.
It could be life changing, but don't get your heart set on it being too life changing. I just want to set expectations.
All right, we're going to keep moving. This next one's from Carrie. I'm on the hunt for a good curling wand. I saw that you recommend one on Amazon. Is that the exact one that you use?
Yes, that's the one I use. And I use the 1-inch, but there's another one. There's other sizes, I think, that Mary uses maybe the even thicker one. And then my hair person uses a 1.25. I really feel like any wand, you'll be fine. You don't have to get the one that I have on Amazon. But I will use this as an opportunity to say that anything I do personally use is on my Amazon page, and I really do use it. And that can be found at radioamy.com, because I feel like I get questions all the time, like DMs or emails, like, where can I find this? Or is this the exact right product? If you're getting it from my Amazon page, like the link from there, then you know that it's the legit one. But yeah, any wand, really. And if you're just starting out with it, like, I just wouldn't go too high heat. That's what my hair person is warning me lately with all my tools. Like I sometimes would, that particular one doesn't come with a heat thing. Like you can't adjust it, but some can. I'm just saying if you buy other ones, and I would crank that bad boy up because I wanted to get my hair done faster, but it just breaks your hair and can be really damaging. So that's all I'll say about that.
Okay. We have one more. This one's from Patience. I just ordered a Yeti Rambler and I'm wanting to put stickers on it to personalize it. When thinking about what sticker, I was thinking that maybe I'd get a Joy Seeker or Pimpin' Joy. Anyways, I was wanting to know, do you guys consider making any of these?
Yeah, we make them.
Yeah?
Well, so we have four things, decals. We have Be Kind, Choose Joy, Laugh a Lot, Eat Cake. So the Joy Seeker, like you mentioned, that's they're there. If you go to shopespoir.com or fourthings.com, actually, why do I do that all the time? It really all, because then people will email, what was that website again? But Radio Amy, a lot of times it's easy to remember, radioamy.com, and there's a link to Espoir stuff or Pimp and Joy things there. And we have a decal, so you can put that on your Yeti or your car. I had it on my computer for a while. Now I have a Pimp and Joy sticker. But speaking of Pimp and Joy, we do have decals, but we don't sell them. So the Joy Seeker, four things, you can buy it. So you, that's up. I guess you just missed it, which is totally understandable. But the Pimp and Joy sticker, it's not for sale. A lot of times we just give those out for fun, or you may end up with one or randomly, or if we send a goodie bag. But I'll see if we can look into selling them. But as of right now, those are not for sale. And then my niece, in her gratitude journal, she was taking the stickers off and putting them on her Yeti thingy. But, and I thought, oh my gosh, what a cute idea. And I even posted about it. But then she washed it, and those stickers, like the color didn't stick, and they started to fade, and then it didn't look good. So they really aren't intended to get wet. Whereas some stickers can totally get wet and it's going to be fine. And maybe that's something we need to consider for Journal 2.0. If when we make the second version of the gratitude journal, we have to sell through this round of the first ones, which we sold out twice. So then we reordered a third time, and then now we have some left, and we're like, oh shoot. Like, you want to under order because you don't want to, you know, have a bunch left over, and then you sell out a couple times and you're like, oh, okay, well now I want to have stock, which is fine that we have some. It's like, not, we're not worried about it at all. And just, you know, to those of you out there that like run a business and you have to gauge numbers and buy things and figure all that out, which Mary's way better at that than I am. Let's be real. She'll ask me what I think, and then I'll be like, well, what do you think? Because obviously we should just go with what you say, because like, you do this all day, every day. Like, I don't even know how she keeps up with like all the different t-shirts and styles she has to order and guessing like what needs to be in stock. So what was I even talking about?
Yes, you will consider maybe getting the Pimp and Joy sticker.
Yes. Yeah. But before that, oh, the journal, the 2.0 journal, the second one, the stickers, making them washable. But I don't know if that's going to cost more. Cool. 'Cause like every cool thing we wanted to do the journal, they're like, that'll be more. Yeah. And we're like, well, worth it. Yeah. And then we're like, what about this? Well, yeah, but that'll be more. And we're like, ooh, worth it. 'Cause everything, we wanted them to be so cute. Okay. So there you go. There's your questions, from, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. If y'all have, I would say if you've got questions, it helps to keep it like pretty, put it in the subject line, put Q&A, question, all caps, fifth thing, then we know. And then it's like concise and get to the point of the question, and then maybe write other things.
I support
and
that.
And I need to be better at this too when I email people, and I get it. I am long-winded. I have a lot to say. Like, I could probably type and type and type. I mean, honestly, I wanted this podcast episode to be 15 minutes, and I told Chase before we started, yeah, right, this is going to be 15 minutes, and now here we are at 28 minutes, and I'm like, gosh darn it. Like, the Tuesday Fifth Thing Q&A episode is supposed to be short.
You say it every week.
It's supposed to be 15 to 20 minutes, and here we are. And if you're still listening at this point, like, God bless you. You know, like,
y'all can't see how I just nod my head at her, like,
yeah,
but it's good stuff. You're giving out good information. People appreciate that.
Kind of,
you
I
are.
Guess.
You are.
I don't know. Sometimes.
You, no, you are.
So yeah, stickers. Who's over there?
You're Ben.
Oh, Ben, what are you doing? Are you staring at us?
No, I'm studying.
Oh, he's studying. Oh, my husband's in here studying and I'm just rambling. He has like a really big test tomorrow for flying.
You think it was going to be quick?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just practice that gratitude, smile, rewire your brain. I'm going to be doing it too.
Me too.
Because I need it. I need it. Like, who? I don't want to be unhappy. Okay, bye.